Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. If you use my code LEVELUP15, you'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros, there's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15. 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
We're on the phone listening to the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last week was that you don't have anyone who heard the call.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Happy Thanksgiving. It's coming up on Thursday. Great thing about podcasts is it doesn't matter. I could say it whenever. I could just say Merry Christmas now. There's a chance maybe you're listening to this on Christmas. Unlikely, but possible. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast feed yet, I want you to go ahead and do it because we got the HMB sides. Yes, it's on Radio St. Pete, absolutely. Forever. I'll never die. But if you went to HMB sides, which is an extra podcast that comes out on Friday mornings, you will subscribe to the podcast. Just go to your, go open it up, your podcast, whatever you use, Stitcher, if you're a weirdo, or iTunes podcast app. It's really easy. You just put in HMB Radio, all one word, H-M like Michael, B like Bravo, Radio, all one word. Click the subscribe button, and you'll just get it. It'll just be there right in your phone every Friday morning for you, and then Tuesday morning this show gets released if you can't make the Radio St. Pete airing. I encourage you to do that because it's good stuff. I got some HMB Radio stickers I still have, and as well, I got some Stay Woke stickers made. So if you're interested in that radio program because you like Anna Hummel, which is a bunch of messages that I got, Anna's the best. I sent out a bunch of stickers, and they're like, oh, man, Anna rules. I'm like, I sent you the sticker. Anna doesn't give a crap. Anna could not care less. I told her I was making these stickers, and she went, oh, okay, cool. But, yes, she does rule, and I'm happy to give them to you. And I got HMB radio magnets and things like that. I'm thankful for you, and I want to give you stuff for that. So go over to hmbradio.com, click the contact page, or just slide into my DMs. It's as easy as that. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. I do have Facebook if you are a boomer and you still use that thing. HMB Radio, Tampa Bay. Click the subscribe or the like button. I sound like an old man now. Click the like button. and you can keep up. I post a podcast and stuff on there, and every once in a while I put an article out on HMBRadio.com. There's something silly that goes on locally in the area, and I want you to hear about it. You know, I like to report on things in a silly way. It's fun. You know, real stuff in a silly way. Real news in a silly fashion. That's what it's all about. So I'll post those over there too. HMBRadio.com. Check it out. And follow Radio St. Pete as well. Radio STPETE on Instagram. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that uses the Instagram for Radio St. Pete, and I never use it. But there are things on there. So go ahead and like that page. Follow that page as well as Twitter. Twitter's pretty active. Other people do stuff on there, not just me. So, yeah, do that. Radio St. Pete. Thanksgiving is coming up. I am a year older. I celebrated my 35th birthday this week. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got none of your gifts, so I hope you feel bad. No, I don't want anything from just about anybody. I was trying to think, like, what? Because, you know, my parents, they want to, they're not rich. They're poor, I would say, overall. But, you know, they want to get their boy something. I'm the only boy, only person that they birthed from their womb, from my mommy's womb. And, they want to give me something, but I don't want it. Like, I don't, the things that I want, they just can't afford. So I was trying to think of things that, they could afford that maybe it would, be a nice thing, and I can't think of anything. I was like, I kind of want AirPods, but, you know, I have headphones, and they work fine. I used to be the guy that would get the new cell phone every freaking time it came out, the new iPhone, I had to have it. I haven't got a new, I'm glad I grew out of that, because it's saving me a bunch of money. But I guess part of it is because when you start buying that stuff on your own, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna do this. This is insane. So I was like, oh, you know what? Let's go to a nice dinner. Let's go have a nice dinner together. Let's spend some time together. That's nice. So I got a $100 dinner out of the deal. Perfect. I love that. I love a good meal. Obviously, if you see me in person, you know that just by looking at me. And I want you to know that hurts my feelings, even though I said it and your presumption of it still hurt my feelings. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I played a clip at the beginning. I usually switch it up. I play a new clip every, you know, try to change it up. I play the same clips a lot, just in the intro. But this one was the big news of the week. It was Representative Eric Swalwell, former presidential candidate. And now he's just kind of a talking head guy that goes around and craps on the other party that he's not in. He's a Democrat, so he goes around and, you know, makes doo-doo on the Republican Party and the current president. And he literally made doo-doo on TV. Because I don't know if you heard it, but he laid the biggest gas beefer on television that I've ever heard. And frankly, it was impressive.
Swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Boy, you could say that again.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my God. When I saw that, I watched that probably 100 times in a period of a few hours, laughed every time. And I still, when I see it now, a few days later, it's just like seeing it for the first time. It is so goddamn good.
Ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Now, of course, he denies this. He says, no, I did not make air turds on television, because that is super embarrassing. People do it. I mean, it happens. And for him to deny this is insane. There needs to be a full investigation going into this Fartgate scenario, which was trending on Twitter earlier this week. And I'm really upset that the current president, Mr. Trump, did not bother tweeting about this incident. What the hell, dude? I really feel like he dropped the ball here. I was very excited to hear his take on this, but he didn't. And I'm very sad about it.
Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
So he, you can see in the video, he stops talking, farts, somebody farted, and then starts talking when the gas is released. I've done that where you go, you know what? I'm just going to do a little sneaky silent one. You spread the butt cheeks a little bit and you just go, slow. Don't force it. Otherwise, your cheeks are going to slap. You just do a little air. Just do one of those. Nobody knows any better. He's in the halls of Congress right now, wherever he is, Capitol Hill. He's got a lot of airflow in there, I'm sure. Nobody will know. And there's plausible deniability. As long as you don't make the sound. Unfortunately, he pushed a little too hard. You could tell because he didn't want to stop talking because he's on live television.
Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
And you can just tell on his face that he just boofed one. And he doesn't want to admit to it. And he looks like a dirty farter. Can we agree that this man looks like a flatulent? If a flatulent was a person, it would be Eric Swalwell. One more time.
To help him cheat an election.
I encourage you to go look this up on YouTube. If you have not seen it, if you're not paying any attention to this political stuff, don't blame you at all. I'm envious. I'm jealous. I wish I didn't give a crap about this stuff. And I really don't. I haven't watched any of this impeachment hearings or anything like that. Like, that's all. First of all, I tried. It's super boring. Super boring. Oh, my God. And they just got people, you know, and they'll put out these poll numbers and they'll go, 45% want the president impeached. 42% don't want the president impeached. And it's just like the same percentage numbers of whatever person they voted for. It was like Hillary Clinton versus Trump, 45 versus 42. It's just totally split down political lines. I'm finding out that, you know, this quid pro quo, they're calling it, is bribery. It seems to me that this is politics as usual. This doesn't seem like an impeachable offense to me. But, oh, my God, the lame open mic comedians, local comedians that I follow on Twitter are just convinced that this is it. And they got all these journalists that they follow, these plebs that have gotten everything wrong since the beginning. Trump's finished. The walls are closing in. Oh, let me see if I can find that. That was a good thing. Walls are closing in compilation. This is all the media outlets where they, talk about how the walls are closing in on the president. And this is since he was inaugurated.
Think these attacks are becoming so much more frequent now.
It's not surprising that Donald Trump is increasing his attacks. The walls are closing in on him.
The walls!
Don't just stand there. Try and brace it with something.
It feels like the walls are closing in on the White House.
It feels as if the walls are closing in here.
I think the walls of justice are closing in on President Trump.
Increasingly desperate, feeling like the walls are closing in.
The president clearly feels all the walls closing in on him in terms of the Russia investigation.
The walls are closing in.
I think at this point, the walls are spinning.
It does feel like the walls are closing in, but I think that the administration at this point can start to see the walls closing in.
He feels the walls closing in on him.
These are all different networks. This is CNN. This is MSNBC, CNBC. What are the ones that I see?
Everybody he talks to says the walls are closing in.
This is another potential wall closing in.
This president is feeling the walls are closing in.
The walls, meanwhile, are closing in on the president of the United States.
I think he's feeling the Russia investigation. I think he's feeling the walls closing in on him.
I think he knows that the walls are closing in.
The walls may be closing in higher up at the White House.
The president apparently believes that the walls are closing in on him.
The walls are closing in on the president right now.
That Donald Trump feels the walls closing in.
Feeling like the walls are closing in around him?
Yes.
Does it seem like the walls could...
And it goes on like that for about another minute. And these people, they depend on the corporate press for their information. This is where... And I guess that's what people did back in the day. Now with the internet, you don't have to do that. You can go right to people's Twitter and get their side of the story. You can go to their YouTube page. They're on podcasts. There's independent media outlets who aren't tied to corporate sponsorship, aren't, you know, owned by some billionaire like the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos or Carlos Slim, who owns the New York Times. These are people who are just independent outlets that get contributions like public radio used to be in public broadcasting. And actually, even PBS is not as bad as far as their news goes as CNN or MSNBC. And I don't watch any of this stuff. I just listen to podcasts that cover what the news is doing, and they just play clips and make fun of them, pretty much. It's really fun. I like Tim Pool a lot. He's a reporter. He used to work for Vice. He has a YouTube channel and a podcast. He's pretty good, And if you want to, I feel like he gives a pretty good, he's independent. He says he leans liberal, which I think I do too on a lot of these things, but it's just, they've gotten too crazy for me. I can't possibly support any of these people anymore. I also just kind of want the state to burn anyway. But the big thing this week was that, yes, that there is quid pro quo, which just seems like politics to me. You do this, we'll give you aid. This is how it goes. You get something, I get something. But if you're a Democrat and you hate the president, you're saying that he needs to go. This is an impeachable offense. He needs to go, which, okay, I'm okay with, by the way. Let's do it. Let's get rid of him. But can you imagine the microscope that your person, whoever that is, when you're when the blue guys take over again, what kind of fine-tooth comb you are going to be under? And I really don't like this. It feels like a lot of rules for thee, but not for me type of stuff. Because Joe Biden talked about how he was going to withhold aid. Joe Biden, Ukraine prosecutor. This was a public event where he said that he was going to withhold aid unless a guy was fired, a prosecutor was fired. Let's see what's going on with this here.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others too, convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
So yeah, what's wrong with that? They wanted the aid, and he had this guy fired. Sounds like he's corrupt to me, honestly, and he is, and so is Trump. They're all corrupt. Do you understand? None of those people are good people. They all want what they want. They have a thirst for power, and they are wielding it at any instance they possibly can. Now, what they should be doing is trying to say that that Trump's looking into this because he wants dirt on his political opponent, which I don't know if that's against the rules or not. I guess it is, but who cares where you're getting the dirt from? That you don't think they did that to Trump with the Steele dossier? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't care. Like, impeach him. Good. Goodbye. But holy crap, is your person going to be under such a microscope now? I remember Obama did it too. Got another story on involving Barack Obama here in a second. I'm sorry, I usually focus on local stuff, but this has been what I've been interested in this week. So you're going to have to suffer through it. Don't turn it off. I was going to say you could turn off the podcast, but don't do that. Just suffer through it. We're going to get the fun stuff in a little bit. Back in 2012, former President Obama had a mic slip involving a Russian leader.
President Obama was far from Washington today in South Korea for a summit with world leaders on nuclear security. But he couldn't escape presidential politics, not after a live microphone picked up a comment that he made to the Russian president. Senior White House correspondent Bill Plant is traveling with the president in Seoul tonight. Bill?
Scott, President Obama and outgoing Russian President Medvedev were still deep in conversation as cameras were ushered into the room. And President Obama was overheard giving Medvedev a very candid political assessment of his ability to deal with the major problems between the U.S. and Russia. "All of the issues can be solved," the president told Medvedev, but he stressed that it was particularly important for incoming Russian President Vladimir Putin to give him space on the missile defense system, which the U.S. and NATO want to install in Europe.
"This is my last election, please.
Yeah,
after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah, I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and understand with me."
Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney said the overheard remarks signaled that the president plans to cave to Russia on missile defense.
"That is an alarming and troubling development. This is no time for our president to be pulling his punches. with the American people.
White House officials shrugged off Republican criticism as campaign rhetoric. But Scott, they did acknowledge the president's remarks. And in a statement, they said, since 2012 is an election year in both countries, it is clearly not a year in which we are going to achieve a breakthrough.
Bill, thank you.
That's called politics. And saying, I'll give you something and we'll get something in return. So I don't see, I think they probably will impeach Trump. And then the Senate will not vote him out of office. And this will all be a giant waste of time because they just want dirt on the president. They're not from what I've seen from the debates that I've seen with the Democrats, there's nobody that's going to be able to beat him. They're all lunatics. They're all wacky. And I think they're just trying to get people to vote against him, saying, look, he's corrupt. He's this, he's that. They know they're nuts and they're not going to win. So they're just trying to get people to vote against Trump instead of voting for him in 2020. Oh, my God. It's already annoying. It's been annoying since 2016. I just want it to stop. And I'm sure you do, too. 813-693-2124. @home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. I'd be interested to hear if you have any thoughts on this. Do you even care about this? Probably not. And I don't blame you. It's exhausting. It's boring. But that being said, I hope I was able to shine some of my frustration about this from what I can gather. And I might be wrong about this. Maybe there is something that I don't know about. I'm totally open to that idea. So if you can correct me, I'll even listen to that. How about that? Pretty good stuff. Open-minded guy over here. 813-693-2124. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, folks. That's right. Christmas time's coming up. You're going to want to look good for all your office parties. You want to bang Jeff, right? The guy, he stops by the copier. He walks by your desk every day, gives you a little head shake. Yeah, he's married, but obviously something's going on there. Some marriage might be on the rocks. You're available. You're sad. How many times can you go home to your cat and post an Instagram picture of it? That's what I want to know. Get a man in your life, ladies. Look good. Have an extra drink. Don't get drunk. Have an extra drink at the office party. Finally make your move. Just give him a little brush right over his crotch, and it's on like Donkey Kong. Guaranteed. I guarantee you, lady that's listening. So go get your hair cut at Truvy Salon and Spa. Get it colored. Look good for your office party. Make your appointment. Truvy SalonAndSpa.com. T-R-U-V as in Victory Y, SalonAndSpa.com. 89084 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Chrissy Parker will do it up, and she'll do it good. You can even get you some Botox if you're into that. Some lady will just shoot poison into your face, and it'll smooth it out like an iron. It's great stuff. You'll love it. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. The other thing I saw this week, which was just so frustrating, I saw a story that AFP and Reuters released. And the headline was that the world's highest rate of children in detention belonged to the United States of America. The United States of America was imprisoning more children than any other country in the world, which is terrible. It goes against all of our values. And that mostly comes from children detained at the U.S. and Mexico border. Then all of a sudden, the story was gone. Just like that. Disappeared. The agencies didn't correct the story, deleted the story. If you go and click on that link now, it says something like the story was deleted for inaccuracies. Not corrected, deleted, which as far as I know, in journalism, I didn't take any classes. I think I took one class. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to correct it. But they went ahead and just deleted it because the year was 2015. When these numbers were released. And that doesn't go with the narrative that they're trying to build here. They wanted to smear the current administration for those numbers, obviously, because they didn't correct the story. They could have just put, oh, these numbers from 2015, and President Barack Obama was in office during that time. Nope. They didn't do that. They went ahead and deleted the story. Like, this stuff is so obvious, folks. And I know probably you're not paying attention to this stuff. And I don't blame you. Like I said, I don't blame you for not paying attention to this stuff, but once you kind of get your eyes opened to what these people are doing, where they not only have a bias, but they have an agenda that they're trying to push on you, you rely on these media companies to tell you, these news conglomerates, the corporate press to tell you how to feel. And they will tell you anything they need to in order to get you to feel the right way. I don't know. They need some diversity in media. Now there's conservative outlets, but not as many. Not as many. And you got to do, I know there's a lot of people out there. I had a conversation with friends of mine where I said, hey, you know, you can watch the president's briefings with the press, where the press secretary goes out there live and you can just watch them in its entirety. This is when Sean Spicer was the press secretary. I don't think the administration meets with the press anymore. It's not good. And I said, hey, you know, you can just watch those live so you don't have to depend on one of these journalists to tell you what was said. You can just watch it and get it for yourself. And they looked at me, and most of them in disgust went, ugh, no, I would never do that. Why not? And that's when I learned that people are happy with their tribes. They're happy with their team. I'm a Bucks fan. That's what I am. I'm not going to root for the Carolina Panthers. That's my team. That's what people are. They're tribal. There's no free thought whatsoever. Most of these people, you can't be surprised when sheep act like sheep. That's what they do. It's what they're comfortable with. They don't want to think about this stuff. I talk about stuff. I bring up something, and they go, I didn't know. What do you mean no? Well, no, I didn't hear anything like that. Of course you didn't. I said something about like there's that Jordan Peterson dude who was threatened with jail time for not using pronouns correctly. He was threatened with a fine. If he didn't pay the fine, then he was going to perhaps be thrown in jail. This is years old. This is like 2016. And they go, oh, I never heard about this. Well, whose fault is that? So they just go, well, I didn't hear about it. It must not be true. No, it's true. Look it up. Like, you have the power. But they're not interested in it. And I totally get that. But then butt out. Like, stay out of this stuff. Don't get involved if you're not interested in it. Tell me no, I'm wrong. It's I feel like I'm losing my mind. So they ran this story, and it just, you know, oh, well, that doesn't work with what we were going after. All right, we'll just delete it. Never mind. But the damage is already done. That's the thing. These companies, even when they do correct it, they'll go something like this. I'm sure it got thousands of retweets because it proves what they were saying. Proves what they were thinking. We're just locking kids up. These are concentration camps at the border. Then you find out, oh, it's from when that guy wasn't there. It's from when our guy was in there. Yikes. We'll just go ahead and delete that. Or they'll correct some stories sometimes, and then the corrections get about 300 retweets when the original story that was incorrect got 10,000. This is where we live. This is the time we're in now. So I don't know. I would say it's very important for you. If you're going to have a strong opinion on stuff, you need to do your research. You should do your research. It's your obligation to stay informed. I know you probably don't care. If you are super passionate about this stuff, it's just your team. It's just your tribe. But I fret for what the future is going to be. God forbid if some of these people that want this power get it. We're going to be doomed. We're going to be in trouble. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man. That's how you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Follow Radio St. Pete Radio, St. Pete Radio, STPETE.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company focusing mostly in podcasting. If you're a person that wants to get involved in podcasting but doesn't know how to start, if you want to do it as a hobby or something, it's super fun. You'll love it. You can just say whatever you want. It's great for the time being until Google, you know, just suppresses all of our speech. So enjoy it while you can. Get involved. Get a podcast now. Do it. And I can help you, whether it's hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that good stuff. I can help you. So get a hold of me at homemadepodcasts.com. com or 813-693-2124. Or maybe your local business and wants to advertise on a growing show in the Tampa Bay area. You know, you got a product that maybe I can help you sell. Ask Truvy Salon and Spa about it. Ask NTT Fitness. They've been sticking with me for a long time. It must be worth something. So it's an affordable way to advertise your business. Get a hold of me. 813-693-2124. This has been a very political episode, so I'm sorry about that. I know it's Thanksgiving week. You probably just want to decompress and relax. But we're going to finish it out this week from a clip, or with a clip, from Stay Woke. Now, Stay Woke is a radio program that I co-host with my friend Anna Hummel. It's available on theboneonline.com. It plays weeknights at midnight, or you can get the Bone app and listen to it on demand at your leisure when you want. Because you're a modern man or woman, and you sleep like a normal human being. But I want to play this clip, and let's just finish it out. Let's get heavy. Let's just finish out this heavy episode with a little bit of Prince Andrew. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in jail, notorious pedophile. Everybody knows that. The official story is true, okay? If you question that, you're a conspiracy theorist and a threat to society. So, that being said, the juice now sounds gross, kind of, in this context, what we're talking about. The heat is heading over to Prince Andrew, his buddy Prince Andrew, because I guess he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein quite a bit. He was on the plane with him, the Lolita Express quite a bit, and allegedly some victims have come out against him. So now he's in hot water. And he gave an interview, and it was a disaster. It was a complete disaster for him. So we talked a little bit about that interview. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
Prince Andrew. Now, you said you did not watch the interview on BBC.
I did not get a chance to. I enjoyed my weekend.
Absolutely. I actually listened to it today during the day job. But it is fantastic. Definitely worth the 49 minutes or however long it was. It flew right by because every question this woman had, he was so ill prepared. I feel like he's teetering on that age where he doesn't have dementia, but he's just not very quick witted, right? Yeah. I want to say he's probably in his 60s or something. So he's falling over his steps. He's choking over his words. He had like this, she asked him about this random day in 2001 and he remembered exactly where he was, what he ate hour by hour. And she's like, how do you know that? That was like in 2001, but then couldn't remember something that he had done like last year. Like didn't know why he was hanging out with Epstein. It was a stupid idea, whatever, all that. Especially after he had been convicted, after he had spent jail time, they were still hanging out. And she was like, why? And he's like, I don't know. He just kept saying, I don't know. He didn't really confirm a lot of things, deny a lot of things. He's like, I have no recollection. That's what he said.
That's a smart
move.
Can't
remember.
That's called pleading the fifth. Yep. It's
why did you do
the
interview if you were just going to plead the fifth?
Well, think about it. Because he's getting to plead the fifth, but he's also not saying I'm pleading the fifth. He's just saying, I don't know. I can't recall. So he's not lying. So if they go back to this interview later, they can't call him a liar. He can just say, I didn't recall. He's pleading the fifth without saying I'm pleading the fifth. Just getting it out there.
But he would be lying if he did recall. Here's the thing. I'm gonna play a little bit of this interview for you because it gets awkward. It gets really awkward. All right, let's fast forward here. Check it out.
That he was under investigation. And that was later on in 2006. And I wasn't in touch with him again until 2010. So
she gets excited in this moment because she's like, why did you continue to hang out with him after he'd been in jail for like 16 months?
It was one of those things that if somebody's going through that sort of thing, well, I'm terribly sorry, I can't be.
No contact.
No contact
until after he came out of jail and they had a party.
He was serving time. There was no call, no letter, nothing there.
No.
He was released in July, within months, by December of 2010. You went to stay with him at his New York mansion. Why? Why were you staying with a convicted sex offender?
Right. I have always, ever since this has happened...
Banged kids. I've always banged kids. I've always loved banging kids. It's like my thing. It's my thing!
All right, I'm going to isolate
that.
Since
this has become, as it were, public knowledge that I was there, I've questioned myself as to why did I go, what was I doing, and was it the right thing to do? Now, I went there with the sole purpose of saying to him that because he had been convicted, it was inappropriate for us to be seen together.
So then he went to go visit him so they could be seen together.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Get it? You guys following the logic? Good.
And I had a number of people counsel me in both directions, either to go and see him or not to go and see him. And I took the judgment call that because this was serious and I felt that doing it over the telephone was the chicken's way of doing it. I had to go and see him and talk to him.
And bang the kids.
And I went to see him, and I was doing a number of other things in New York at the time. And we had an opportunity to go for a walk in the park.
And that, yeah, so he details the walk in the park where a famous snapshot was taken of them together. And then he decided he was going to spend 4 more days in his mansion. And when the woman asked him, why did you spend 4 days and have a dinner party? He just made it seem like, oh, it was just kind of out of convenience. Because, you know, not that I'm royalty and I could literally stay anywhere else. I wanted to stay in his mansion with him and the children.
Yeah, it makes sense. Perhaps maybe a soda party broke out.
Perhaps
of some kind.
A soda party.
Soda party.
A soda party did break out. Here's a little more later on.
Definitely wasn't you getting a foot massage from a Russian girl in Jeffrey Epstein's house.
No.
It might seem a funny way to break off a friendship, a 4-day house party of sorts with a dinner.
A 4-day bender where they're banging underage girls with dinners and ladies and all the rest.
It's an odd way to break up a
friendship. It's a difficult way of putting it. That's a very...
He's like, that's a good point. I don't
I never
know.
Thought about that before.
Really think of this all the way through. It's like, all right. And a day before he was meant to do this interview, his publicist decided to resign because he's like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah,
please don't do this. But if you're going to go through with it, like, at least brief yourself on what they may ask and have an answer, like, prepared and ready to go.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that he asked for the questions in advance. I don't think there's any way that he wouldn't have, you know, I don't think he would have done the interview if
but
he didn't
he
know it was
being asked.
Stumbled
through the entire thing. Like,
well,
this.
He's lying. So she's just doing it. I think he just was like, this is a Hail Mary type scenario.
Right, but you can get better at lying if you practice lying. At least you'll have something prepared.
I'm sure he tried. Maybe he's just a bad liar. It's possible.
What I did like about the interview and what I see them do more so nowadays is like they pan back. So you don't just see like their faces. You see how like kind of cold and clinical the whole situation is with the lights and everything, so it's not very intimate. It looks intimate to us because you only see their faces, but when they pan back and you just see like lights and you see like part of the crew, it's very clinical, and it's like an interrogation almost. It's very nerve-wracking, and you can see he's obviously nervous. He's stuttering. He makes zero eye contact with her almost the entire time. He's always looking up, looking down, blinking tremendously, stuttering over his words, everything.
A stark way of putting it. Yes, you're absolutely right. But actually the truth of it is that I actually only saw him for about the dinner party, the walk in the park, and probably passing in the passage.
And keep in mind, this was the breakup to the friendship.
Yeah.
This was the breakup. He wanted to see him in person because that would be chicken otherwise, because he couldn't call him and tell him, hey, you're touching kids. I don't want to be associated with you. He's like, no. Let's go for a walk in the park. I'm going to stay at your house for a few days.
Hands.
We'll have a dinner party. It will be a good time. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It must be so nice to be part of the Illuminati. It must be so goddamn nice. I really want to know what it's like in the inner workings of this all. Where you can literally get away with murder, literally get away with raping whatever and whoever you want, and no one can do anything to you. Like, well, what happens now? Is there going to be a trial? I mean, I feel like there's an abundance of evidence. There's plenty of photographs. There's several girls who accuse him of, like, raping them when they're underage. What happens now? Why are these people so untouched? It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, they have these eyewitness accounts. Like, can't they press charges on him? I don't see why they couldn't. Why? And the only reason I could think of is that they're just not going to do that because he's
royalty.
Right? I mean, why couldn't they? Unless there's plausible deniability there. But I would think if with that kind of accusation, you could say, or maybe like the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's it? What do you call that? The
statute of limitations. Right.
I don't. Is there a statute? What's a statute of limitations in Britain? I don't know.
I have no clue. And throughout the interview, he mentions that he had has daughters, but at the time, like daughters that were 18. When he was like in it with Epstein, he had a daughter, maybe two, that were around the same age as the girls that he was allegedly with, which is just so bizarre to me. Like, don't you feel like you're banging your daughter? Well, I guess you're not, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But that is just so bizarre to me. And then he invited Epstein and Ghislaine to his daughter's 18th birthday party. Like, why would you want this pedophile anywhere near your kid? It makes no sense to me. But also maybe it was like his daughter would be completely untouched. He wasn't worried about that at all.
Yeah, maybe that she was safe. But I don't know how you would look at, you know, saying that I have a daughter and then I'm going to go ahead and, you know, do stuff with this person. Did you see this lady, Colin Campbell, defends Prince Andrew and claims that soliciting sex from minors is not pedophilia?
What's
her
claim? No.
Lady Colin Campbell, this is the story.
Who is she? Is she also royalty?
Let's see here. Well, let's find out. Let's Google her. I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
Lady Colin Campbell, she is the Jamaican-born British writer and socialite and television and radio personality.
What's her claim?
What do you mean?
Like, what is she saying? Why is that not pedophilia if it's a minor? Like, is she saying if it's after maybe, like, 14, it's not a pedophile anymore? Is that, like, what she's trying to say, that they're teenagers and not children? Or
she said, you all seem to have forgotten that Jeffrey Epstein, the offense for which he was charged and for which he was in prison, was for soliciting prostitution from minors, and then she said that that's not the same thing as pedophilia.
Hmm.
So he's just trying to, like, what is isn't there different? Yeah, it's framing. It's,
right.
It's how you frame. So, yeah, he's getting solicitation and not necessarily, but they're underage. But isn't there classifications like pedophilia? Doesn't it have to be between a certain age?
I looked up the dictionary definition now. It just says sexual feelings directed towards children. So I guess you can define children as minor.
But if they're post-pubescent, does that count? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, she technically might be right.
Is
but
that what
also
she's saying, that it's like adolescents and not children?
Because
I would say that a teenager is not a child, but they are a minor, so they're still considered a child by law.
The guy on the show pushed back and said, if you solicited a 14-year-old for prostitution, that you are a pedophile, you're procuring an underage girl for sex. That's what he was convicted of. And then she said, was he 14? Well, I'm not justifying Jeffrey Epstein. Pedophilia, I suspect there's a difference between a minor and a child. So this is all like a framing thing. She's trying to get her friends back. And I mean, you might technically be right, but it's still a child. So they might be post-pubescent, but they're still underage. Like, we talked about it before. Like, you have to draw this arbitrary line
in
the sand for
this
stuff. And that it seems like most of the Western world, anyway, has decided on 18. So if you go below that, we have a problem.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke, Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. Download the app because you can get Stay Woke, all the other great Bone programming from the Mike Calta Show all the way up to the Johnny B Show, and then Stay Woke, available on demand, plus traffic, local weather, all that good stuff. Please do follow me on social media, home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram, HMB Radio on Facebook if you're into that kind of thing, and Radio St. Pete. Follow them while you're there, Radio STPETE. And with that, I leave you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Don't fight with your family. Don't talk politics with your family. Just enjoy the time you have, because we're all going to be dead soon, you know, some sooner than later. So enjoy that time. Eat your head off. I encourage you. Don't worry about your diet. Don't worry about exercising. Just be a pig. You know, it's the holidays, and that's what we're made to do this time of year. Eat yourself sick. Have two desserts. We're celebrating our lives with our family and friends. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thanks a bunch. Subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher because you get the HMB sides on Fridays. Check out HMBRadio.com for local Tampa Bay news. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, a great day, a great month, and a great life. I'll talk to you next week. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, and RadioSaintPete.com. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.